Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I have your zip code, please?
My zip code is 10801.
Now, what is your first and last name?
Alexandra David.
Okay, thank you. Just allow me one moment. Thank you so much for patiently holding. With that zip code, I wasn't able to get anything put up for you. I can try using the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the card that was charged.
The last 4 digits?
The first 6 digits and the last 4 digits.
I'm not comfortable giving that kind of information out. But I'm disputing a charge that was made yesterday on my card. It was a total of $18 and I believe 94 cents. And then when that one was declined by my credit card company, a charge for $5.97 showed up. And I want both of them to be removed and I don't want to be contacted again. I mean, I know none of this is your fault. And I'm not being mean to you personally, but I don't like the way the company's doing business. I couldn't get out of the website, which aggravated me at the time. So
okay, well,
the only other thing I can do about it is wait until it, you know, tries to go through again and to decline it again and have my credit card company dispute it.
Okay. I'll need the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the card that was charged to help better assist you.
Okay. The first 4 digits are 5178.
First 6 digits.
517805.
And the last 4 digits?
10055.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for patiently holding me. I'm still here trying to get your information pulled up for you.
Okay.
And by your first and last name again, please, ma'am.
The first name is Alexandra, and the last name is David.
D-A-V-I-D. Okay. And verify the address.
3 Lynette Street, New Rochelle, New York, 10801.
Okay, thank you. And taking a look at the account, I do see that you you have placed an order for the focus pods.
Is that the earpods?
Yes, ma'am, the earbuds.
Yeah. And then when I could not get out of the website or whatever you call it, the order form, without having to buy, I think there was another item and a warranty, and it ended up totaling this $18. It irritated me so much that I didn't want anything. I don't like the way you're doing business, not you personally, again, I'm sorry. But I'm an elderly woman, and I just really felt like I was being taken advantage of by the company, and I don't want to do business. So I don't want the earbuds. I don't want the earbuds, and I don't want the other thing, and I don't want the warranty. I want it all to go away.
Okay. Well, with the earbuds, I can provide you with the full 30 days to get a chance to try them out. They are wireless, and they do have a Bluetooth connection where you can listen to music, talk on your cellular device, all with it being wireless.
I don't want them now. Thank you very much, but I don't want them now.
Okay. Well, what if I can do this and provide you with the 35% discount towards the retail price of the earbuds?
I was supposedly going to be charged initially $5.97. That grew into $18 and something. And you can offer me 100% discount. I still don't want the product. And I'd like to be taken out of your database.
All right. Well, just allow me one moment to speak with my manager.
Okay.
Thank you so much for patiently holding that. After speaking with my manager, I can provide you with my employee discount of 50% that will allow you to receive any future shipments that have all.
Dear young lady, I don't want the product. I don't want the discount. I just want to get this company out of my life. I appreciate your effort. It's very kind of you.
Okay.
I'm thinking he is being your great grandmother, and I really just don't want it.
Okay. Well, what I can do is go ahead and get it discontinued. And would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, please. That would be very helpful. Go ahead.
Okay, it's going to be C as in Charlie, 22514.
C22514.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.